if you say you had to have you still got your appendix?
Yeah.
If you had to have your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of what? Appendix
attack.
And if you eat something, and it won't stay on your stomach, you'd say you had to what?
I've ingested.
And what if it came back up, you would say you had to?
I had to throw up.
Any other terms you ever hear for there? Any of them besides throw up you might hear? What about any? Are there any humorous ways of talking about it that you ever hear?
No, please don't.
And let's see. If somebody had to throw up, you would say he was sick. Where? He's sick.
He's the stomach.
Your kids come or something like that, and you might tell them, you haven't seen them in a long time. You might say, "We sure are what to see you. We sure are
glad to see you."
Anything else you might use every time, Glenn?
No, I don't know.
You ever heard anybody say, "Sure, I'm proud to see you"?
Oh, yeah.
That means about the same thing?
Yeah, about the same thing.
And, when they start to leave and you say you'd really enjoyed their visit, what might you say to them, to get them to come back, you might say?
I'd tell them to come back whenever they could.
Yes, sir. And, let's see, say, if a boy starts going over to a girl's house, maybe every night, two or three times a week. You say he's doing what? He's
recording.
You ever heard anybody use different terms for that?
Yeah, sparking and so on.
They all mean about the same thing?
Yeah.
And he would be her what, if he's...
Boyfriend.
You ever heard any humorous ways of, anybody kidding around with him? Any other way of saying that? That he was a...
He was a boyfriend. About it.
She'd be his what? His
girlfriend.
And say if, the older boy come home with, say, lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "Aha, you've been out doing what?"
Licking the girls.
Yeah. Say if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you'd say she did what to him? She...
What name?
You ever just turned him down?
Yeah, turned him down.
Any humorous kind of expressions you might use there?
No, I don't believe so.
Yes, and if they got married, is any humorous ways you might talk about it? Instead of saying they got married, they got... You ever heard people say they got hitched or anything like
that? Yeah, it's that, yeah.
And the man, at the wedding who stands up there with the groom, he's the what? He's the...
How do you ever heard call him?
Hey, you just call him the best man?
Yeah, best man, yeah.
And what about the girl who would stand up there with the bridesmaid, with the bride, what would you call her?
Bridal girl.
And would they ever have a maid of honor then too?
Wondering why, that's something I don't go to too. I don't know about them.
Did they ever have in this part, so you ever see or hear of a kind of ceremony that